Unwrap it.
All right, we've got about 3 minutes to go. You guys must think about your power heroes and zeros. What must the world do?
Look, Lindiwe Sisulu, she's done well to recall, I mean, our ambassador.
Shouldn't we have kicked out the Israeli ambassador? Yep.
Look, we're supposed to have done that, Iman. But I think...
That to me is easy.
I think what we should have done, we should have obviously suspended the embassy in South Africa. Because remember, it's not as easy as we think it is. You know, there are a number of issues here. As much as, I mean, what Trump and the Israelites did to the Palestinians, which is very wrong. It was not even supposed to have happened in the first place for that embassy to go to Tel Aviv.
I mean, I'm trying to think how the world would have, what we would have expected from the world on June 16th in South Africa or Sharpeville.
We wanted empathy. We wanted empathy. But what I'm most disturbed about right now is the Christian community, because I'm Christian, that are mum on this. When you have pastors like Hager who go and make, and I'm going to say stupid statements, because the same religion that we follow talks about love. And the very same God that we claim to believe in and follow, he says, you can't say you love me, a figure you haven't seen, when you can't love your fellow man. So where's the love in all of this? So
and he forgets about the Christian Palestinians. Yeah. Ibrahim?
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, Israel just gets away with this absolute impunity. I was going to use an F word before, but I thought I shouldn't. But this absolute impunity and the way in which they are regarded in terms of international law is that there's this Israeli exceptionalism. They can literally get away with anything.
Murder.
Yeah, literally. And then, of course, you've got the moral midgetry of the South African Zionist Federation and the kind of complete moral vacuity of the Jewish Board of Deputies, of which I expect a lot more. But their moral midgetry tries to say, how can South Africa, we're very angry about South Africa pulling its ambassador, now you can't play the role of honest broker. Well, since 1994, can they show one gain that South Africa has done, given that we maintained our ambassador there? Now, of course, it's difficult. I mean, Prince Hamlet is right. For once, of course, he's not making the mutterings of a madman at the grave. But it is infinitely difficult for us to simply pull the ambassador, because their trade relations, their industrial relations, there's consular services which have to be provided, there's aid which has to be channeled, and you need an ambassador to do that. So, of course, it is difficult. But I think we've got to take a moral stand as a country and pull the ambassador and kick out the Israeli ambassador to South Africa. And then the international community is completely morally myopic about this. You know, for once, of course, the US's twin across the Atlantic didn't actually side with them and were relatively silent, except that very shamefully Boris Johnson walked out of the House of Commons when Labour posed a question to him to make a statement on what happened in Gaza. But you know, this is just frustrating, and there's just sort of moral ambiguity in the way in which the world deals with
that. That, of course, was an extract from Shakespeare, so nothing personal. Heroes and zeros, really quick. I've got about 10, 15 seconds.
Zero, Donald Trump. Hero, Lindiwe Sisulu.
I think my zero is still Supra, who's going on to power. And then my hero, regular citizens who are public officers doing the most.
My hero, and this is for unrecognized work which has happened over the last 5 years, is South African civil society. And my zero would be the Zionist Federation and the Jewish Board of Deputies. Complete zeros.
Thank you to all of you. 11 o'clock.